Okay, you know that the Grah has, he says every pasuk under the sun about preparation for Karbanos. So the Karbanos section was very big for the Briscoes used to feel that saying Karbanos actually fulfills some kind of like almost a Torah law, because there's a medrash that says that Hashem told Avraham in the absence of the sacrificial order, if you say Karbanos, it's as if though you're bringing them. Okay, we don't have a base of Mikdash. So who told this to Avraham? God, right? If you take this Agadita, you know, on face value, what God wants is at least the Doraisa, right? God's will. There's some things that we consider God's will that aren't written in the Torah at all. It's called Halacha Moshe Misinai. Right? It's a fascinating... It relates to what I said before about... Agadita, so to some extent. It's an Agadita that Hashem told Avraham, if you don't have Karbanos, say them, learn them, and it's as if, I'll imagine as if though you brought them. But if you know, to raise every Agadita where God expresses a will to now to be on the level of Halacha L'Moshe Misinai is an amazing Chiddush. So, but if you really feel that, you're going to say every Pasuk in the world on Karbanos. It requires 25, 30 pages of Sukkim on Karbanos. Right? Now, let's just finish for now. Ezer Makom and Shosvachim. If you want to follow on with this. We're up to the Ola. Right? Yeah. So our Ola is a Kodesh Kodashim, so it has to be shechted like all the other Kodesh Kodashims in the north of the Mizbeach, right? Remember that yesterday? Which means around here.
I thought they all were shechted there.
Okay. No, only Kodesh Kodashim. All can be shechted here, but they don't have to be. All right? As you're about to see. Okay. So, Shechita Samba Tzafon, the Kibul Damam B'chisharos B'tzafon, okay? So the Shechita is up here, right? Now, the question is, I'll review some things, if you remember. How can the Gemara contend that Kachim can be shechted by non-Kohanim when non-Kohanim are not allowed to be here?
Big knife.
So, all right, the big knife is for the women who might stand right here at the gate. And you know. But, no, but just here's another answer is that in this area here, Yisraelim are allowed to walk. It's 11 Amos. Between, this is called Shar Nicanor. Right? This is Shar Nicanor. There are 11 Amos from here to the Mizbeach. That's why this is not really, it's not centered well, because the space between here and there is the same as the space between there and there. Anyway, so in this area, Yisraelim are allowed to walk. As long as they're doing it from the north of the Mizbeach, you see that? This is also to the north of the Mizbeach.
So they can't walk west of,
right?
Of the
It's northeast of the Mizbeach, but so they can walk here. They can't pass over the threshold of the Mizbeach. So if Yisrael is over here, right, he walks through Shar Nicanor, right? And then he walks right there. So as such, he'd be able to shecht. In practice, it was not really done. Not even on Erev Pesach, when they needed a lot of shechters. All right? So it says, V'doma ta'un shtei matano shehin arba. This confounds a lot of people, but it's really so simple. The Gemara explains what this means, that shtei matano shehin arba, remember, the shechita is taking place around here, right? Now remember, in the last mission, it says he goes up the kevesh, he walks around the sovev, right? A picture that you can probably better see on this. For the chatos, he has to walk up this and get on this little rampart there, right? And he puts blood on these four corners, right? It's about 4.5 feet up from his feet, so he can very readily reach that. Okay. Now it doesn't say any of this by the Ola, for a simple reason. And the Ola doesn't get blood on the four corners. The Ola just gets blood down here. Mm-hmm. In this area between the Yisod and the Sovev. Okay? The blood goes somewhere, anywhere in this, in between here. But the mission is specific. It says, Dama ta'un, the blood that you that came into the klisharis from the neck of the ola, has shtei matanos shehein arba, two that are four. Mazeh. So if he puts the blood on the corner, on this corner here, right? This corner here. Can you see? He's going to put blood on this corner and on this corner, which is actually here. Right? He's putting on this corner and this corner. You see it? At the diagonal corner. But not on these two, just on these two corners. Let's watch what's going to happen when he puts blood on these two corners. Okay, maybe on this picture we can see it better because we can see the whole thing. He puts blood on this corner here and on this corner. What's going to happen when he puts blood on those two corners? The blood on any corner is going to trickle down. It's not going to go straight down the corner. It's going to trickle down a little this way. Any wind or anything is going to the blood is going to trickle down on these two corners so that the blood on this corner
will be on all four sides.
It's going to be on all four sides because some blood is going to go here for the southern corner, for the southern line. Some blood is certainly going to go down on this side. This is the western corner. And when you put blood on those two, the blood is also going to trickle down on these two. Okay, got it? So you have blood on all four sides. On this side. That's shtayim shehein arba. Just two matanos. Right? And just always do is put... right? Now, there's a difference between how the matanos come. On a chatos, he's doing it with his finger. On this, he's doing it he's pouring it, he's splashing it. So, of course, just get it on the corner. The splash itself is going to go... Plenty of blood is going to go straight down. All right? So blood goes down here on these two corners. Blood goes down there on those two corners. That you have shtayim shein arba. Four ruchot of the mizbeach achitzon. Okay. Now the Gemara explains, though, that when it says shtayim shein arba, you dafka have to do these two walls, because if you do these two or any other two, it's not going to go. First of all, it's not going to go on four walls. They have to be on the diagonal to go on four. That's obvious. But there are two possible diagonals on the mizbeach. You have this diagonal. You have this diagonal. Don't do it this way, because if you do it this way, this blood is not hitting that yisod. See, yisod is also on all four sides. Mm-hmm. It's totally on this side and that side. But remember, we saw it hugs here an ama, and it hugs there an ama. Mm. Comes around here an ama. See, on the picture you can actually see it. On this picture you can see it even better. You see at the top, it hugs around here.
So the blood has to drip all the way down.
Blood has to drip all the way down until it hits the yisod. What?
So he has to put a lot of blood on there.
Why so? Sprinkling it from a big kli, it's going to fall all the way down.
I thought it was like a little spritz. No. It's like a gallon of blood or something.
The Yuma from the Sechtes have the pictures of it. It's a pretty big kli. And the kli always has it's round at the bottom. So that he can't let it down someplace, and the blood will start to congeal at the bottom.
Can I ask a more general question?
Four, if he ever tries to leave it down.
Uh-huh. It's a more general question. Why so many specific differences and details in...
The Gemara discusses some of these things. The holier korban, a chatas is a holier korban than an ola. Even though Gemara in Arachin says that an ola is also mechaper for mitzvah sasei and lav tanita klasei, but the chatas is mechaper for more things.
What is the blood actually doing?
Blood atones. It should be your blood on that. But I'll let you replace an animal.
A sign versus just anyone.
These things are, look at the Sefer Chinuch, let's look at the Rambam in the Morning Bruchim. Everyone offers a meaning to this. On each one, we can look into it. But they're readily available. They're in Korbanos books, on the topic, right? But the point is that a korban that has four straight matanos, especially goes higher on the karnos, is considered a holier korban. The simple message here is that a chatas is holier than an ola. people get to eat the chatas. Right? So you might think opposite. God gets to eat the whole olah. Right? The Mizbeach gets to eat the whole olah. So that's holier. No, it's not. Okay? And here it says, Va'utuhuna hafshet v'nituach v'cholil la'ishim. You haven't seen these words yet. Because unlike all these other things that we've read about until now, well, we haven't read too much. We read about the chatases. So the first two Mishnayos are talking about chatases that behave like olos. They're totally burnt. Those are, you know, kippur, chagib. And here, then the chatas yachid. Now the olah. Okay, I'm going to have to stop with this for today. And then we'll continue with the Zivchei Shalmik Zibur and some kachim kalim that behave like kachim. Right? Okay, we'll take a look at those.